The difficulty in the conditioned state that we are creating our next life by karma. Yes, at the present moment we are acting according to our past karma, and again we are creating another karma so that we have to enjoy or suffer in the next life. The transmigration of the soul takes place according to karma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sat asat janma jonishu sat asat, good and interior janma. So one has taken his birth in nice family or in nice nation, good education, good looking, nice opulence, janma isajya sukasri. Janma means to take birth in good family, good nation, and isajya, opulence, very rich. Janma isajya suta. Suta means knowledge, education, and sri and beauty. I repeatedly say to the American people that you are worthy of this position, richest nation in the world, janma. Practically in America there is no poor birth that I have seen. They do not know what is poor man. Because the poorest man gets 5,000 rupees per month. The poorest man. So, actually there is no poor man. There cannot be. The government arrangement is so nice that nobody is in want of money. He can get money in so many ways. So it is very good, fortunate position to take birth in America. Janma. Rich family, rich nation. Anoi satya. Janma is satya suta. Education. Now they are advanced education. The scientific advancement. They are trying to go to the moon planet. Not only that, many machines, architects, they have discovered using. There is very big company, IBM. Machine, business machine, IBM. International business machine. You know everything. So, janma is just suta, education, and sri. Most American boys and girls, they are all beautiful. So, why this position? This position is due to punna, karma. Karma means pap and papa karma, punna karma. This is the karmana devanatrena jantar deva upapatti. This is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. By karma, the janta, the living entity, jantu, he is getting a particular type of birth. In Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that karanam gunasanga, pratitekyamanani gunai karmanisa, karanam gunasanga asa, sadasat janmajuni. We are associating with a particular type of modes of nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance are mixed. So on account of this, we are working differently and we are preparing our next life. Dharana. This is the dharana. So, those who are karmakandiya, they are interested next life in the heavenly planet or higher standard of life. So, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhvam gacchanti sattasva. If you associate with the modes of goodness, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Beyond heavenly planets. Janalok, tapalok, mahalok, sattalok, siddhalok, brahmalok. So, that is possible. But our problem is not to promote ourselves to go to the heavenly planet or higher than that, Janalok, Sattalok, Mahalok or Brahmalok. Krishna advised us, Abrahma Bhubana Lokan Punaravartina. He does not encourage that he go to the Brahma Lok. No. He never encourages. He says, Abrahma Bhubana Lokan Punaravartina. Even if you become promoted to the Brahma Lok, then again, you have to come back. Kine Punne Puno Mattu Lokan Visanti. As soon as your punna, the duration of life, is finished, then you have to come back again. This is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ei rupe brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan ji. We are rotating, wandering, in different species of life. different planets, different forms. In this way, we are transmigrating from one position to another position. This is going on. So, but that is not a very nice business. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. He accepts some type of body or some kind of place. Suppose one has become American. So how long he remain American? Say for 50 years or at most 100 years. Then again next chapter. And one does not know what is the next life. And that will be decided. There is no guarantee that the next life again you become American or Indian or Brahmin. You may become a cat and dog because that is not in your hand. That is in the hand of material nature. Prakitekkiramanani, guni karmani. Karma. Karmanasa yuvalat, daivalatri. That will be provided to you by superior judgment that this man has done like this, he should get the body like this. That is not in your hand. That is not in your science. The real science is how to stop this business. But that is being advised in Bhagavad Gita. People do not understand that our real problem is not to become promoted to the higher position, but to stop this birth, death, old age and disease. That is the real problem. So Krishna says that gata sangasya, gata sangasya, because we are getting different types of body in different planets and different spheres of life on account of our association to the modes of nature. Therefore, Krishna is advising gata sangas. Don't associate with the modes of material nature. That is your business. Not that you associated the higher modes of nature. Even very good man, goodness, Brahman, that is also conditioned life. To become Brahmana, sattva sama dhamma siddhikha ajyava jnanam vijnanam atrikam brahma karma salava, very perfect way of life. But that is also risky. Not that everything is risky, because at any moment, we can be associated with another quality. And karanam guru sangas. It is very difficult for it. Mixture. Therefore Krishna advises that you become free from association of any of the modes of material nature. Any one of them. Gata sangasya, muktasya. As soon as you become free from the association of the modes of material nature, then you are mukta. Muktas. Gata sangasya muktasya. And how mukti can be? See, muktasya. How this position can be? Na jnanavasthita sitasa. If you are actually situated in knowledge, then you can be mukta. Without knowledge, ignorance, just like a man in knowledge, he never commits any mistake, lawfully. So, he is not a member or subjected to be punished in the prison house, because he has got full knowledge of the law. If anyone knows, in ordinary dealing, just like it to the right, keep to the left. You are driving your car. If you are fully aware that if I go to the right, it will be criminal, then you are not subjected to be fined. Mukto. If you are in full knowledge. Therefore, our first business is to be situated in knowledge. Jnanavasthita-cetasa. So, this knowledge is being imparted by Krishna himself, Bhagavad Gita. The beginning of this knowledge is when Arjuna accepted him as Guru, Sishakriham, Sadhiman, Trapannam. Now no more friendly talks. I become your disciple. So, this is the position. Knowledge should be taken from the perfect person. Because if you take knowledge from a person who is defective, your knowledge has no value. You must take knowledge from the perfect. So anyone in this material world is defective. Every one of us will know that we are defective. What is that? We are very much proud of things. So what is the value of our sin? We see under certain conditions, that's all. If there is immediately darkness, what is the value of our eyes? We cannot see. So under certain conditions, because you see, therefore you are not perfect. But if you can see in any condition, that is perfect. Not depending on these defective eyes or senses. That is not knowledge. Defective. Or four defects. I have several times explained. One defect is that we commit mistake. Everyone. And we become illusion, accepting something for something. That's like mostly in an educated person. They accept this body and this body. Just like animals. The cats and dogs, they also think that I am this body. I have several times told you that I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He said, after finishing this body, finally everything seems. He said like, and he is a big professor. And according to our Vedic culture, jasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke saiva gokhara. If one is going on under this impression that I am this body, he is gokhara. Ass and cow. An animal. Therefore, they do not know how we are accepting different bodies under karma, by associating the special. Associating means even unknowingly. Just like infection. In medical science there is the word, infection. You may not know, but if you are infected, typhoid disease, it will rectify at one moment. So similarly, even if we do not know, if we associate with the material modes of nature, it will be affected. Sadasat janma-janishu. Therefore we must have full knowledge. How to save ourselves from the association, from the infection of this material disease. That is called jnana-avastuti. Just like a man who knows hygienic rules and regulations, he does not infect disease. But a man is ignorant. He infects disease and suffers. It is not God's creation, your creation. If you do not know how to live, then you infect the infection of the different material modes of nature and you have to suffer. Or enjoy. Therefore, common sense, instruction given by Chanakya Pandit, the great politician. Tadodujjana-saṅkhaddam. This is his first instruction. So don't associate with bad character. We are also doing that. So don't associate with the four principles of sinful life. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. You associate with sadhus. who are sadhus. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhureva samantabha. Sammak bhagasita isha. Who? Apite siddhurachara bhajate imamananya bha. Sadhureva samantabha. That is sadhu. Sadhu means he is fully enriched in the service of the Supreme Lord. He is sadhu. In this way, we have to acquire knowledge. Jnanavastita-cetasa, full knowledge. Then we can avoid the association of the three modes of material nature. Gata-sammasya, muktasya. Then you become liberated, even in this life. If you are actually situated in knowledge. And how one can understand that this man is mukta. He is not associating with any material modes of nature. How? Jagyaya acharata karma par yagya. Jagyaya. Yagya karma samudbhava. Just like I was explaining. You have to perform yagya. Yagyaya. Only for yagya. Yajñāthe another place, Krishna says, yajñāthe karma, anatra karma bandhana. If you do not act for yajna, then you will be entangled in the karma bandhana. This is the science. One has to be situated in full knowledge. In full knowledge, the beginning of knowledge is that one must understand that I am not this body. This is knowledge. And if one is working like cats and dogs, thinking himself I am this body, he has no knowledge. As just an animal, they are not expected to be in knowledge. A man is expected to be in knowledge, and he must know that I am not this body. Dehinasmin jathadehi tu manajurvanam jarat tatha dehantara prati. So, one has to know that I am not this body, but circumstantially and according to my associations with modes of nature, I am transferring, transmigrating from this body to another body. So, therefore in the Vedic culture, the karmakandya, yagya is recommended. At least you get a better body. Don't go to the lower body. Urdhvam gacchanti sattva spa. Better body in higher planetary system. That is karmakandya vicha. Therefore, yagya. Yagyaya asarata karma. Everything should be India. Jagya sistasino santa muchante sarvatinmisoi. The same thing. Just like here. We are performing jagda. The sankirtan jagda. We are preparing food for Krishna. That is jagda. And when we eat the remnants of foodstuff, that is also jagya avasista. Remnants of pusta. The gas is tosino santo. Asino. Asino means eating. After offering in the yagya, if you eat, the gas is tosino santo, you become a santo, saintly person. The gas is tosino muchante sarvapirvisa. He becomes free from all sinful reactions. Abhunyante te avama papam je pachanti atmakarana. And who is cooking for himself, very palatable dishes. He is bhunyante te avama papam. He is simply eating seeds and he has to suffer. Therefore, we have to eat, we have to work, we have to do everything only for jagyaya, not for any other purpose. Then you are entangled. As soon as we do anything for my sense gratification, then you are entangled. See, goodness or bad, goodness, passion or ignorance. So, there are very complicated laws that we do not know. That is ignorance. So we have to know what are these complicated laws. That is called jnanavatrita cetasa. The ignorant person, they suffer from disease, they suffer from real action because ignorance. Ignorance is no law, no excuse. If you go to the court, that I did not know this law. I did not know law that keep to the left. So the court will not excuse you. I did not know that I associate with the smallpox infection. The nature will not excuse you. The child touches fire. The fire will not excuse. But because it is child, no, I shall not burn it. No, nature must work. Devi jesa gunamai mama maya durasya. So, you have to be fully in knowledge. How to save yourself from the contamination of the modes of material nature. That is called gata sangha sya, mukta sya. Then you are free. So that is also stated. How can become gata sangha sya? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogi na jasi vate sagunam samatita yita brahma bhuyayata. You have to situate yourself on the Brahma platform, the spiritual platform. Mahajan Bhaskin, how you can do it? Now, very carrying bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, you have to perform bhakti yoga. Then what is that bhakti yoga? Saranam ketanam Vishnu, smaranam padasivanam, achanam bandhanam dasam, sattham mātmani. These are the bhakti yoga. You have to hear about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Hearing, you can become mukta. Just like Maharaj Parikshit. He simply listened about Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, at the last stage of his life, he listened from Sukadeva Goswami. Simply Srimad Bhagavatam, I became liberated. Sri Vishnu Samane Parikshit. You see Vishnu Samane about Lord Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj became liberated. Abhavat Vyasaki Kirtane. And Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, he simply narrated the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. He began liberated. There are 9 items of bhakti yoga. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakham atmanir. So if you can execute all the items, then very good. If not, some of them, at least one. This chance is being given by the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We invite people all over the world. Please come and join with this chanting, please. Actually, whatever development has been made, it is only by this process. We don't impose any regulation in the beginning, no. Please come and sit down and hear about Krishna. Savanam. If you simply continue, if you do not do anything, I guarantee that if you simply come here and hear about Krishna, you will be liberated. If you do not do anything, if you kindly come here and hear about Krishna, here or anywhere, Savanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanubhang manobhi jiprayasa jita jitapasi tai sthilapyam. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. Sthane sthita sudigatam tanumahamano. You remain in your position. It doesn't require to change. Because you are gṛhastha or you are engineer, you are doctor, or you are washerman, it doesn't matter. You remain in your position. Sthane sthita. But lend your eyes for oral reception of Krishna's message. Sthane sthita sruti gatam. Sruti means this ear. Allow this much the message of Krishna to enter your ears. That will help. Sthane sthita. Sthane sthita sruti gatam. Then, if you are, any man is conscious, deliver it. Then if you try to implement in practice, in your life, sthane sthita, first of all hearing, unless you hear, just like Krishna is speaking personally, you have to hear, gata-saṅgasya muktasya, jñānāvasthita-cetasya, jagyāca-rata-karma, amagram-pradimīyata. So, in this way, hearing, you become jñānāvasthita-cetasya. You don't require to go to the college and school. This is also, it's simply here, even in college and in school, there is percentage of attendance, hearing. All of you know that unless one has attended class of the professor, 75% is not allowed for the examination. The hearing is so important. And that is also in the case of spiritual. He hear from whom? Hear from whom? That tadvijnana kumsa guru me vavigatshet. Hear from guru. Who is guru? Guru. Then brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtam. Guru means who knows God and fully engaged in his study. That is guru. Tadvijnanatam sa gurumeva avigacchet samitpanim suhutriyam brahmanishtam. Suhutriyam brahmanishtam. He has also heard from his guru. This is more hearing. Therefore, Vedas are known as sruti. Formerly, it was learned simply by hearing. There is no books. And there was no need of noting down. The merit was so perfect. That simply by hearing from Guru, he would understand everything. But in the Kali Yuga, because gradually we are losing the potential of our brain, therefore we require in writing books. The Bhāsaya was very kind. He knew that in the Kali Yuga there will be no sharpened brain. Manna sumanna matayo manna bhārga adhipadrita. They are made by nature, by the influence of colleges, they are all munda, very slow, or very bad munda. Sumandamata, and they have got manufactured some ideas. Sumandamata, which is not standard with the basic ideas. Munda bhagya, and unfortunate. Krishna is canvassing. Here is God, here I am God. They are so unfortunate, they cannot accept. Manna bhagya. Krishna has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all the shastras. That day, he writes, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. The Brahma Sangha, Brahma writes, Ishara Parama Krishna. Krishna personally says, Matta Paradaram Nanya. Arjuna, who has Bhagavad Gita, he accepts. Parabrahma paramadhāma pavittam paramam bhavāma. The acharyas, Sankaracharya, Madhyacharya, Rāma, they accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, then what evidence want you more? What is your knowledge? You do not accept so many authorities? You are so proud? That is our misfortune. Munda Bhagya, Jubodhuta, and disturbed condition of life. That is our misfortune. This is the position. Otherwise, where is the difficulty of understanding God? God is dead, there is no God, I am God, you are God. So many theories. Why? Here is God. God personally comes to show you what is the position of God. And He has shown what is the meaning of God. Vaishajyastha samagrastha vidyastha sasasya. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? He has shown. Still we are so unfortunate, we cannot accept. Because we are not free from the contamination. One can understand. Deshamantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Otherwise, manasanam sahasresu jatu kachit jatu disiddha. Jatatamati siddhyanam kachit vetimam tattva. So, the best thing is that you should be submissive. You should not be proud. That will not help us. Thane sitasutikadam. Jnani priyasam kudapas. The so-called speculative knowledge should be given up. Jnani priyasam. Namanta eva. Just be submissive. Namanta eva. Sitikadam kanubhanam. Jnani priyasam kudapas. Namanta eva. Sanamukharitana bhavadiya vartam. Sanamukharitana. Those who are perfectly sent. Just like Vyasa, Dhamana, Chaja, Matya, Chaja, Sanama Kunta. He has there accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanama Kuritana, Bhavadiya Bharata. And in this way we can understand. We can take the lesson. Everything is clear. Now this formula that Gatasanga Samuktas. The Gatasanga how? Gatasanga. To be free from the contamination of the material nature. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Marcha Bhavichari Bhakti Yogina Jasiva. Anyone who is engaged according to the principles, rules and regulations in Bhakti Yoga, that these boys are being trained up all over the world to rise early in the morning, to perform Mangalarati, to chant the holy name, to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then take some prasadam, then go to preach, distribute books. When you go to distribute books, we are doing this very organizedly all over the world, and it has become very successful. Very successful. So why not in India? Why you are neglecting this process? Why you are manufacturing something nonsense? That will not help you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.